Chapter 10. For since the law has a shadow of the good things to come, but not the very substance of the things, men can never with the same sacrifices from year to year which they offer continually make those who approach perfect. Otherwise, would the sacrifices not have stopped being offered, because those rendering sacred service who had been cleansed once for all time would have no consciousness of sins any more? To the contrary, by these sacrifices there is a reminding of sins from year to year, for it is not possible for the blood of bulls and of goats to take sins away. Hence, when he comes into the world, he says, "Sacrifice and offering you did not want, but you prepared a body for me. You did not approve of whole burnt offerings and sin offering." Then I said, "Look, I am come. In the roll of the book it is written about me, to do your will, O God." After first saying, "You did not want, nor did you approve of sacrifices and offerings, and whole burnt offerings and sin offering, sacrifices that are offered according to the law," then he actually says, "Look, I am come to do your will." He does away with what is first, that he may establish what is second. By the said will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all time. Also, every priest takes his station from day to day to render public service and to offer the same sacrifices often, as these are at no time able to take sins away completely. But this man offered one sacrifice for sins perpetually and sat down at the right hand of God, from then on, awaiting until his enemies should be placed as a stool for his feet. For it is by one sacrificial offering that he has made those who are being sanctified perfect perpetually. Moreover, the Holy Spirit also bears witness to us. For after it is said, "This is the covenant that I shall covenant toward them after those days," says Jehovah, "I will put my laws in their hearts, and in their minds I shall write them," it says afterwards, "And I shall by no means call their sins and their lawless deeds to mind any more." Now where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer an offering for sin. Therefore, brothers, since we have boldness for the way of entry into the holy place by the blood of Jesus, which he inaugurated for us as a new and living way through the curtain, that is, his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with true hearts in the full assurance of faith, having had our hearts sprinkled from a wicked conscience and our bodies bathed with clean water. Let us hold fast the public declaration of our hope without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to incite to love and fine works, not forsaking the gathering of ourselves together, as some have the custom, but encouraging one another, and all the more so as you behold the day drawing near. For if we practice sin willfully, after having received the accurate knowledge of the truth, there is no longer any sacrifice for sins left, but there is a certain fearful expectation of judgment, and there is a fiery jealousy that is going to consume those in opposition. Any man that has disregarded the law of Moses dies without compassion upon the testimony of two or three. Of how much more severe a punishment, do you think, will the man be counted worthy who has trampled upon the Son of God and who has esteemed as of ordinary value the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified and who has outraged the spirit of undeserved kindness with contempt? For we know him that said, "Vengeance is mine, I will recompense." And again, "Jehovah will judge his people." It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. However, keep on remembering the former days in which, after you were enlightened, you endured a great contest under sufferings. Sometimes while you were being exposed, as in a theater, both to reproaches and tribulations, and sometimes while you became sharers with those who were having such an experience. for you both expressed sympathy for those in prison and joyfully took the plundering of your belongings, knowing you yourselves have a better and an abiding possession. Do not, therefore, throw away your freeness of speech, which has a great reward to be paid it, for you have need of endurance, in order that, after you have done the will of God, you may receive the fulfillment of the promise. For yet a very little while, and he who is coming will arrive and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by reason of faith, and, if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Now we are not the sort that shrink back to destruction, but the sort that have faith to the preserving alive of the soul.